here you can see the masterpieces of the most famous protagonists of the movement, like Dalí, Miró, Magritte, Max Ernst. And here you can also see two pieces, two works by Umberto Giacometti, who isn't that much associated with the movement, after all. But why are they here? Let's find out. So come on, let's listen a bit closer. This one is called Woman with Her Throat Cut. How do you think? Is it a surrealist sculpture?
I think it is.
Yeah, it is. But how about that one? The Walking Woman.
Quite is. Yeah. Although there's different study made in the pieces.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This one is also surrealist. It's more representational than this one, of course, but it has no head, no arms, and that makes it a bit surrealist. Okay, so now a bit of history. Alberto Giacometti was born to an artistic family. Both his father and his godfather were artists, working in the post-impressionist manner. Was surrounded by all these artistic tools in his father's studio, so he became a painter rather early. So in Paris, Giacometti figured out two important things. First was that he wasn't that super talented and exceptional artist as that he had thought of him. The other one, that Paris artistic life had gone away further from post-impressionist that his father had taught him before. So in this time he was studying hard, seeing other artists, and he thought that representational style wasn't enough for him, so he started experimenting. He did a number of sculptures inspired by primitive art, as well as other modern artists did at that time. And he made a number of cubist sculptures. And then once he met artists from the Surrealist group in one of the Paris cafes as well, his horizon suddenly expanded, because he hadn't met before that much of avant-garde artists, and here he was fascinated by their ideas. And at the same time, André Breton, leader of the Surrealist movement, saw a sculpture by Giacometti. It was Suspended Ball at one of the Paris exhibitions, and he really liked its erotism, which appealed to Surrealists a lot. So he decided, like, he thought they hadn't any good sculptors among Surrealists, only good painters, and he wanted to have one sculpture as well. So he invited Giacometti to join the movement, and it officially happened in 1930. But for such an exceptional artist like Giacometti, he couldn't stay within those boundaries of manifestos, of rules, too long. So he spent only 4 years within the movement, but at that time he produced several real masterpieces of Surrealist sculpture. And these two pieces, they present the two extremes of his oeuvre. Like if you look at this one, Giacometti, as well as the other Surrealists, he was preoccupied with ideas of sexuality and violence, and he often dreamt about meeting two women, a young girl and her mother, raping them and killing them afterwards. So this may be the visualization of that nightmare. Like, this is a Surrealist view of a murder and a rape. On the contrary, that nude is very, like, it's more like a dream, not a nightmare. It's an idealized and refined beauty, resembling a goddess something. So these two are very exceptional, and they are really extreme in his work. Because later he worked on his Giacometti style, and it was something in between these two extremes. When he left the Surrealist group, he moved to Switzerland because of the war, and Switzerland was